With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The University of Montana's new president says UM is facing a defining moment. Seth Bodner describes the university's budgeting and enrollment challenges as significant. UM's enrollment has steadily declined since its all-time high of over 15,000 in the spring of 2011. Last fall, there were just shy of 12,000 total students. University officials touted a 2% bump in freshman enrollment last fall, and they're eager to build on that modest progress. Bodner, now in his second week at Main Hall, says the path forward is fraught with challenge, but adds he's confident UM's best days are ahead of it.
You know, when I think about the University of Montana and institutions like it, I can't think of an organization with greater importance today in terms of the transformative education that we provide to students, the impactful and applied research that we deliver for this community, the role that we play in providing a place for the informed, respectful exchange of ideas. This institution is vitally important, not just to the state of Montana, but to the nation at this point. So building upon that, I'm really excited about.
There are several top-tier issues: program prioritization, budget, enrollment, strategic planning, hiring a permanent provost. We're losing a lot of talent, institutional knowledge to voluntary retirement. I'd love to go line item and say, what are your thoughts on this? What's the plan?
You know, look, I am in listening and learning mode right now. I have, I believe, a great deal to offer, but I have a great deal to learn from a group of talented professionals, scholars, scientists at this great institution, and I plan to do that. As I am going about that learning and formulating our strategic vision and strategic plans moving forward, there's really four, I call them thematic priorities that I'm focusing on. Number one is, how do we make the University of Montana a model of excellence and innovation for modern university? Asking continually, what does the world need today of a university, and how does the University of Montana deliver that? The second is, how are we running as tight a ship as possible? In a world of limited resources, we need to be extremely efficient and productive with every dollar that we have. And I'm going to really dig into making sure that we're doing that. The third thing is keeping our mission first, and that is delivering a world-class education to the students that we have at this great institution, but people always. And how are we making sure that we're enabling the thousands of people that work at this university, whether staff or faculty, to grow and achieve their full potential? And the final is recruit, retain, and graduate. What are we doing to make sure that we're recruiting the best students to this institution? We're retaining them and making sure they're successful to graduation and beyond.
Use the phrase world-class education. What does that mean to you?
It means an education that prepares our students for the complex, dynamic world that they're going to enter into after graduation, the world that I've lived in for the last two decades as a leader in the government, in the military, and in business. A world where really the challenges that our graduates face are adaptive challenges for which there is no clear or simple answer. The University of Montana, with our terrific sciences, great arts and humanities, and really the region's best professional schools, you know, on top of what I'd call the UM core, right, that broad-based multidisciplinary education, the education model that the University of Montana delivers to students is exactly what students need for this marketplace, for this world that they're entering and the world that they're going to spend their careers in.
How does the University of Montana's model differ from Montana State University's model?
I can't speak specifically to the model of Montana State. You know, I'm still learning a lot about the University of Montana. And to be frank, every university in the Montana University system has an important role to play in terms of delivering the education that the taxpayers of Montana deserve and demand. And I'm actually looking forward to working with President Cruzado and as well as the leaders of all the campuses across the system and with Commissioner Christian to make sure that the Montana University system has the right mix of offerings that not only deliver for the students of Montana, but have the workers that companies across this state need. I mean, if you look at some of the workforce stats, in the next 10 years, 25% of Montana's workforce, about 126,000 people, will enter retirement age. We only have about 90,000 workers that are going to be coming into working age. So we have a skills gap. And frankly, most of the jobs that are out there require some degree of education beyond high school. The role of our education, our higher education system, is vitally important for this state, and every institution has a role to play. I'm focused on making sure the University of Montana, that we identify and we understand the great strengths that we have, and that we apply them to the greatest opportunities that we see and to the greatest benefit to the people of Montana and frankly, to the nation as well.
I seem to recall you said you wanted to meet with 100 faculty members in your first 100 days. I understand it's a winter break right now, but have you had a chance to meet with any of them so far?
Yeah, in fact, I don't think I've kept the tally to date, but I have had a chance to meet with dozens of faculty in their offices, out on runs, in coffee shops. I will be, as soon as faculty get back on campus, having a systematic way that I'm going to offer up time slots for meetings in their offices, meetings in my offices, meetings while we're hiking up the M, meetings while we're walking around town on an ongoing basis.
What are they saying to you so far, the few that you've met?
You know, one of the themes I would say is the passion that exists for this place. Yes, we have our challenges, but I think the greatest asset of this university is just the deep love of this place, this institution, our students, and the mission of this university that is palpable, not just with our faculty, but with our students, with our alumni. And that is something that has been common across everyone that I've met with and is really exciting to build upon.
That said, there's been a sense of anxiety on this campus for years now, and people are kind of feeling beat down, I think, in some respects. To those people, what do you say?
I would tell people that are concerned that we're a strong university. Yes, we've had some challenges, but we are coming out of those challenges, and it is a great day, at least for me, and it's a privilege to be at this university, and I'm looking forward to working with the people across campus who are excited about moving forward.
University of Montana President Seth Bodner, welcome to Montana, welcome to Missoula, the university. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.